with Brock and Hunter.
Do it. Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Good morning, Brock, Hunter.
Me shenanigans?
Whoa. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Let's get right to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Harbor. I love it, man. They're right here in our backyard. Of course, there's a good chance you walk through a Specialite door when you've gone to a local school, store, restaurant, plant. Specialite, Decatur, Benton Harbor, here for you. Well, Hunter, it's midnight. You're hungry. What's your go-to late-night snack? We all get snacky at night.
Yeah, one of my favorites is the old classic prime rib with some asparagus. You get the nice butter biscuits going, some mashed potatoes.
At midnight? Or how stoned are you, for God's sakes?
Pretty stoned. Jeez. Pretty stoned. Just cooking it up. Wife's like, what in God's name? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
A full-on meal, three-course meal at midnight?
Now you know why I feel like trash sometimes in the morning. I've had to get away from the midnight snack, man, because we do. We get up early, and I don't know what it is about the time we get up, but if I eat late, I just, like, in the morning, it takes a long time for that to digest, and it slows me down, Brock. But if I have to, if I'm going for that midnight snack, I'm torn between the snacks and the sweets. What do you go for? Do you go for the sweets? We got to start on the first level. You go for sweets or you go for the snack?
Usually it's something salty. That's usually what I'll go with. So, like, for me, I'll take, and I actually did it last night. It wasn't midnight. It was probably like 1 o'clock in the morning. I go downstairs. I get some deli meat, whether it's turkey or ham.
And you roll it up in cheese.
You roll it up in cheese. That's exactly it. Then I'll usually dip it in something, or I'll have mustard. It's usually me in my underwear standing in the light of the refrigerator, just with meat rolled in cheese with a thing of mustard, just...
Dude, I'm telling you. Andy, the dead guy, when you pass away and he pops you open. Dude, you eat so much meat and cheese. I'm serious. I think you need to slow down on the meat and cheese.
No way. Not going to do it. It's delicious. It's fantastic, and I love it.
I feel like that's always your answer. And, like, even when we are together in the studio, you'd always have, like, meat and cheese of some sort, and you'd always be talking about it.
Yeah, it's delicious, and it's low carb. It's fantastic. I got to keep this tight bikini body, and the best way to do that is with delicious meats and cheeses. Yeah. A charcuterie, if you will, of meats and cheeses.
What about your cholesterol? How about that?
Through the roof. Absolutely through the roof. Like, I'm on the verge of a heart attack constantly.
Dude, I'm just getting I'm just giving you a bunch of Lunchables.
That's all you need to do. That's all you need to do. Lunchables.
Are you a ham or turkey guy?
Turkey. Come on now. That ham's disgusting.
That's not a bad. Mean cheese is good.
Yeah.
Now, you know what? You need to get. Do you get real fancy with, like, the salami sticks? You know, you buy the real long XL salami stick, and then you go get the fine cheese.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. We'll do that. We'll do, like, a meat and cheese night, and we'll have it all cut up. So, yeah, sometimes, you know, I really get to treat myself. I'll have a nice aged cheddar or some Gouda in there instead of just your typical Swiss or sharp cheddar. You know what I mean? So,
I am the greatest radio DJ of all the land. Bring me your finest meats and cheeses.
Exactly. That's exactly how it goes. That's what I say. I yell that into the refrigerator every single time. Now, if I don't feel like working that hard, a scoop of peanut butter, a spoonful of peanut butter usually does the trick too. God, so,
how are you not stoned? Seriously.
Oh, it's booze induced. That's what it is. It's the drunchies. That's what it is.
I can't wait. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to replace that peanut butter with crunchy peanut butter next time I'm over, and you're not even going to know.
I will drive you to your house. I will drive to your house and stab you in the neck with that spoon if you put crunchy peanut butter in my
house. Well, good luck. He's going to be choking on whole peanuts, so good luck.
There's crunchy peanut butter. I don't think there's ever been crunchy peanut butter in my house.
I think you know what I'm going to say, dude, and I know you're like, okay, I get it. I'll get one. For God's sakes, anything that I can put in the air fryer seems to work just fine.
You do love that air fryer. It's just funny to me that at midnight you're sitting standing over the air fryer waiting for those whatever to cook, the pizza slices.
Dude, I only have boxers on.
Lights flickered in the house as you're naked with your air fryer. Good God, man. Get it together.
Dude, you can put any You can put anything in there. Your meats and cheeses, put them in there. You'll love them.
Put it in it. Put everything in the deep fry. It doesn't matter. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. It's midnight. You're hungry. What's your go-to late-night snack? We'll have your answers when we come back. Meats and cheeses for everyone.
Meats and cheeses.
Well, good morning. It's 747, Brock Hunter.
Huge.
Your topic of the day today brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Harbor. It's midnight. You're hungry. What is your go-to snack? Let's take a phone call here. WIRX, hello.
Morning, guys. I got my answer for the best midnight snack.
What do you got?
Cold pizza, man.
You can never go wrong. If it's in the fridge, that's a good go-to. I like it.
I mean, just, you know, in the middle of the night, I was like, man, look, pizza. And then that's it. 2, 3, 5 slices, you know?
And whatever you're hankering for, that's a good one. All right, buddy, thanks for the call.
Hey, have a good morning, man.
See ya. Can never go wrong. God, shut up. I knew you were going to bring up the air fryer. But as soon as someone mentions pizza, air fryer.
Everybody that's got one is like, dude, he's absolutely right. You need an air fryer, bro. It changes your life.
Oh, God.
You know what sucks about the air fryer, though? If you don't get the XL version, you can only put like 2 slices in it. Just the way it's shaped. If you get the round one, it kind of sucks.
If your life is at the point where an air fryer is going to turn everything around, you should just give it up at this point. I don't want
to. Dude, it does. It did. I'm telling you, Brock. Here, you don't have one. So what do you have to judge it on? Nothing. Nothing.
I can put it in the
everybody
oven.
Everybody that's
I can
got
put
an
it
air
in
fryer.
The microwave. There's a thing called microwave.
It's not the same. Yeah. It's not the effing same. Don't even go there, dude. It's not the same.
It's exactly.
If
the
you
same.
Talk trash about my air fryer, I will beat your face in.
How dare you bring up my air fryer? Mark. It's a sensitive subject. You son of a bitch. Don't you dare talk about my air fryer that way. All right.
Changed my life.
Yeah. Air fryer. Just throw it in the microwave. Don't listen to Hunter. We got some great comments on Facebook. What's your go-to midnight snack? Crystal said chips and cheese in the microwave with sour cream on the side. So it's just some nachos, some hillbilly nachos there. That's not bad.
Mm-hmm. Should try them in the air fryer. It's way better.
I swear to God. Blake had a good one. String cheese and meat stick. Can't go wrong. You know, cheese and meat stick.
Yeah. String cheese is good.
Yeah, that's a good go-to. Unless you're like my wife and you bite into it like a psychopath. Good God.
You know, I was eating string. She is a psycho when she does that.
Good God.
She does it right in front of us, too. Yeah. When we were in the studio together, I'm like, what are you doing?
She makes eye contact. You're like, what? Stop it, lady.
I look at you and I'm like, I don't think she knows.
Yeah.
Does she know what pulls apart?
She does. She just likes to creep us all out.
Dude, the pulling apart of the cheese is so awesome. I was doing it one day, eating string cheese, and I watched like a whole full 30-minute documentary on how they make string cheese and how it does that.
God, I could really go
Quite
for
amazing.
Some. I could go for some string cheese right now. It's delicious. Let's see. George says a whole party pack of Chips Ahoy cookies and a glass of milk. Jeez, you can have just one or two of them, George. A whole party pack.
I like to get up at midnight and do a line. And when I say doing a line, I mean a line of Oreos.
A line of Oreos. One sleeve of Oreos. Good God. Let's see. Robert said a slice of bread with peanut butter. Every once in a while, I'll make a peanut butter jelly sandwich. But those are, it just takes time. It takes too much effort to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich sometimes.
Did he just say peanut butter, though? Just bread
and
peanut butter?
Yeah, just bread and peanut butter. Yeah.
God. I'm going to have a glass of water or milk or something with it.
Let's see. Brian said, depends on what your mom has in her snack drawer. All right. There you go. Okay. That's pretty funny.
That's Brock's mom, by the way.
It's your mom. Your air fryer.
If he would have said air fryer, I would have known it was fine.
Jeff said cereal. Cereal's a good one. Now, do you do like a bowl of cereal, or do you just reach your hand in there like Gollum reaching for the ring and just like, just shove it right in your mouth?
Depends on how much milk you put in there. If you put a little bit too much milk, you're going for bowl number two.
Then you have bowl number two, and that's too much in the middle of the night. Let's see. We'll end with Dawn's, and we'll take a quick break. Dawn said Pop-Tarts toasted with butter. I've never had butter on a Pop-Tart. Is that good?
Well, what kind of Pop-Tart? I guess it wouldn't matter.
It wouldn't matter, would it? But you put a little butter on there, it melts. That doesn't sound bad. I might need to try that out, Don. You know, this does. This works for midnight cravings or works for stoners at any point in time. I feel like what we're getting
at. I was going to say, Don Stone. Now, here's the thing. You could do peanut butter in the middle and then just put them together.
Oh.
With a Pop-Tart diabetic sandwich.
I'm stoned. So are you.
Right. So are you.
Let's take a break. We got more of your midnight snacks when we come back. Stick around.
Rock what? Everything that rocks.
All righty. Good morning. 7:59. Brock Hunter.
Hey.
Your specialite topic of the day today. It's midnight. You're hungry. What's your go-to snack? What are you snacking on? Lexi said pretzels and peanut butter or a banana and peanut butter sandwich with a glass of ice-cold milk. Mmm.
Ooh.
I just had some pretzels and peanut butter the other day. Delicious.
You drink milk?
I do. Okay. I don't get it all the time anymore. It's not like, you know, growing up on the farm where we always had like 4 gallons of milk in the fridge. But when I do have it, and see, that's why I can't have it all the time, because I will literally drink a gallon in a day. I don't have any kind of willpower when it comes to milk.
I'm right there with you. I love milk. I love drinking milk. And I haven't drank a lot of it recently like I used to. Because I feel like every time I go to my doctor and she's like, hey, you drink milk? I'm like, yeah, I love milk. I'm like, what do you mean? It's good for your bones. She's like, oh, it's like it's got a lot of sugar in it.
Yeah.
Milk does.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful. You got to be careful how much you drink.
You got to try that Fairlife. Have you tried that Fairlife yet? I keep telling you about it. It's got 50% less sugar in it, man. It's delicious. Yeah?
Does it taste the same?
Oh, dude, it's so good. Get the Fairlife chocolate milk, dude. It'll change your life. It'll change your life. Delicious.
Yeah.
Trust me. I know milk, man.
Doesn't the chocolate put the sugar back in it, though?
No. They adjust for it. Try it sometime. Just try it. That's all you got to do. Get a little
chocolate cow. That's what you're saying.
Yeah,
chocolate
exactly. Cow. They milk brown cows and they get chocolate milk. Moron. let's see. Melissa said spicy nacho Doritos, guacamole with tortilla chips, hot dog.
Nice.
Now, do you do the cold hot dog where you just stand there again in the light of the fridge in your underwear eating that hot dog? Don't even heat it up.
You pop that hot dog in for a minute. That thing's already splitting. Dude, hot dog's a great little snack.
Just put it in the air fryer. It'll be perfect. Oh, put it in the air fryer.
Shut up.
Let's see. Phil's keeping it simple. He just said whatever I can find. That's fair. That's fair. Sometimes it's cheese balls. Sometimes it's a piece of turkey, you know. At Thanksgiving, midnight snacks after Thanksgiving are the best for like a week after, because you got like mashed. You're just sitting there spooning mashed potatoes stuffing. And gravy stuffing. Oh God!
You're just like standing there at the fridge,
just like a monster. Everyone. If you really want to, if you ever need a kick in the pants, like I need some motivation. Just set up a camera in the kitchen by the refrigerator, and you'll see yourself again.
No, just put it in the back of the refrigerator so you can see out of it. Like, see what the fridge is seeing, you know?
I'm a monster. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's what I look like? It looks terrible.
Yeah, just terrible. Let's see. Laura said fried bologna sandwich. Gross. Thomas said Jell-O pudding cups. All right, not bad. Michelle.
I don't know about Jell-O.
Jell-O?
Space food. It's weird.
It's all wobbly.
It is, though.
Bill Cosby's there in your fridge. Like, hey.
Yeah. Like, here's the thing. Because you got your Jell-O and you got your pudding. You're telling me you're going to pick the Jell-O over pudding?
Yeah.
Really?
No, I wouldn't. No, I was just saying, yeah. Yeah. No, pudding is way better. I would take the worst pudding over the best Jell-O. Jell-O I can't do. Jell-O I can't do.
Yeah. Jell-O shots for everybody. I'm like, sweet.
Maybe that's
not gonna get drunk. Not gonna get drunk, and I gotta eat Jell-O.
Yeah, sweet. Great. Thanks. Fantastic. We'll end with Lori's. Lori said Nutty Buddies or dry Cheerios.
What are Nutty Buddies?
Never had a Nutty Buddy? Oh, man.
Nutty Buddy.
It's the two, they're like wafers, and they got like peanut butter and chocolate on there.
It's covered in chocolate, right?
Yeah. So it's like a Kit Kat.
Yeah, and they're like two sticks, right?
Yep.
Okay,
in that clear cellophane. that you leave behind.
It's always on the end cap of the gas station.
Yeah, exactly.
All of those things are trash. I'm sorry. I don't like them.
Different than Nutter Butters. All right. Different. But, you know, still in the same. All right.
Nutter Butters are way better.
I'm hungry, man. I'm hungry.
Me too.
Gotta do this. I'm stoned. So are you.
So are you.
All right. We'll be back.